This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And on the way, we'll have more random big bands. That's our showcase theme today. And we'll continue our climb up the Billboard chart from this first weekend of September in 1952. And this summer, 63 years ago, Scrabble became the hot new board game. Now, the first variation of the game was invented back in 1938 by Alfred Butz. Then 10 years later, James Bruno bought the rights to the game. But sales were very poor, and Bruno was losing money. But this summer, Macy's president Jack Strauss, while on vacation, sees the game being played at a resort. He liked the game so much, he put it in his store. And after that, orders poured in. Now, Bruno had been manufacturing the game himself, and demand became so high, he had to sell the manufacturing rights. And by this time next year, nearly 800,000 Scrabble games will be sold. And in the music world, Rosemary Clooney sold more than 1 million copies of this week's record number 5.
If you loved me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you missed me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you. When there's no one else around, you only build me up to let me down. If you missed me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love.
Rosemary Clooney and Half as Much at number 5 this week in 1952. That spent 3 weeks atop the jukebox survey, and she was backed up by the Percy Faith Orchestra. Well, the fall TV schedule is kicking off, and this week the religious drama This Is the Life debuted on Dumont. Undoubtedly, the network was following up on the success of Life is Worth Living with Bishop Fulton Sheen, which debuted back in February. Some June premieres, My Little Margie, starring Gail Storm, that's the theme you hear in the background. Oh, and I do have a clip from the show.
I'll come right to the point, Mr. Kinka. I have some money to invest, and I want big returns. And I want to warn you, I've got a business head. Everything I do on a sound business basis. Just so we understand one another.
Of course, Miss Albright. May I ask how you happen to come to me?
Oh, certainly. I have a date for luncheon on 54th Street. I looked in the phone book under investments, and your office was closer to my luncheon date than anybody else.
Seems logical, I guess, at least for My Little Margie. Also debuting earlier this summer, the game show I've Got a Secret and the soap opera The Guiding Light. And new programs coming in a few weeks, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, Life with Elizabeth and I Married Joan. I Love Lucy is set to return for its second season. It was third in the ratings last year. Lucy and Desi plan to film as many episodes as possible before she has her baby in January, and her pregnancy is expected to be written into the show. And this past January, Dave Garraway, who was a comedian, launched a newscast called Today. Now, at the time, he had no sponsors but lots of gadgets, teletypes and such. After a few shows, critics advised Garraway to go back to the comedy scene. But here, 9 months later, Garraway's Today program is the most popular daytime news show on television. And there's plenty of advertisers. And Patti Page is now hosting the program Music Hall. And unlike most stars, she's made the segue to TV directly from records and not radio. And by the way, her latest record is at number 4.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. I uttered a sigh, whispered goodbye, goodbye to my happiness. Your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you. Your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing.
Page, I Went to Your Wedding, at number 4 this weekend in 1942 with the Jack Rail Orchestra. That was on its way up to number 1, her third all-time. It would be atop the jukebox chart for 10 weeks, and it would become her 8th million seller.
Shine, shine. Shine up your hair. Get the shampoo with shine in it. Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo. Richard Hudnut Shampoo shines up dull hair, makes use of nature's own beauty secret, real egg formula. Egg is a natural beautifier for dry, dull hair. Scientists agree about that. And when you use Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo, you get the natural benefits of real egg formula. How it shines up dull, drab hair. That's why the beauty experts at the Richard Hudnut Fifth Avenue Beauty Salon say, this is the shampoo with shine in it. You'll love using it. It's a smooth, fragrant, liquid cream, and it makes your hair so shiny, so soft, so manageable.
Shine up your hair.
With Richard Hudnut Enriched Cream Shampoo.
I'm sure you remember Richard Hudnut Shampoo. It's the egg that makes the difference. All right, a bonus record from this weekend in 52. Over on the disc jockey chart, Nat King Cole is at number 9.
I used to walk with you along the avenue. Our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you somewhere along the way? The friends we used to know would always smile hello. No love like our love, they'd say. Then love slipped through our fingers somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone, and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way. I should forget, but with the loneliness of night, I start remembering everything. You're gone, and yet there's still a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. So now I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way. Somewhere along the way.
Nat King Cole had two top tens in 1952, both coming in the summer. One was Walking My Baby Back Home. That was the other, Somewhere Along the Way. With Nelson Riddle's orchestra, that was at number 9 on the radio chart this week, 73 years ago. In our showcase today, we have the big bands. I'm just making random selections out of the music vault, and I wanted to tie it in a little bit here with our countdown year of 1952. So I found one that came out in early September of that year. This is the Ray Anthony Orchestra and Randall's Island.
Thank you.
That was Ray Anthony's salute to famous Cleveland disc jockey Bill Randall and Randall's Island. A nice little danceable number in 1952. Had kind of a sentimental journey feel to it. Now that side of the record didn't make it onto the charts, but the other side did. A song called Marilyn, a tune about Marilyn Monroe. That's one of the random big band picks today. That also comes from our countdown year of 1952, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Our stroll down memory lane on today's Seems Like Old Times has taken us back to the first weekend of September in 1952. And this year, the sale of radios still outpaces the purchase of television sets. Over the last 5 years, 75 million radios have been sold, compared to 17 million TVs. Well, what are we listening to over all those Phil Coes and Crosleys? One of the most popular news shows is Gunsmoke. William Conrad stars as Marshal Matt Dillon. Now, of course, with the development of television, there are fewer new shows. But the old favorites were still at the top of the ratings. During the daytimes, The Romance of Helen Trent, Ma Perkins, Pepper Young's Family, Arthur Godfrey, of course, in the morning. And the morning game shows, too, like Double or Nothing and Strike It Rich. And how about these soap operas? The Second Mrs. Burton and Julie of Hilltop House. For the kids in the afternoon, there was Bobby Benson and Sky King. Over the weekend, Stars Over Hollywood and The Shadow, of course. National Farm and Home Hour, too. Then in prime time, familiar faces like Bing Crosby, Gangbusters, The Great Gildersleeve, and The Bob Hawke Show, the fabulous drama series Suspense, as Groucho and You Bet Your Life and Life with Luigi, Bergen and McCarthy, and the show that would be number one this year, Amos and Andy. And Sunday night was the season premiere of the Lucky Strike program with Jack Benny, and the gang just got back from a summer trip to England.
Jack Benny, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Huh?
How could you make Dennis ride all the way from England to California in a trunk? That's the cheapest thing.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. Don't jump to conclusions. This wasn't my fault. The day we were supposed to sail from England, Dennis lost his steamship ticket.
That's right, Mary.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Jack.
That's all right.
How'd you lose your ticket, Dennis?
Playing gin rummy with Mr. Benny.
Jack Benny was beginning his 21st year on radio here in September of 1952. And when Jack made his debut on radio, Eddie Fisher was a mere 3 years old. And it so happens he has record number three this weekend, Wish You Were Here.
They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here. As blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here. And the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Night. Wish you were here. wish you were here, wish you were here.
Eddie Fisher with the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra, Wish You Were Here. Last week, that was the top played record on radio, his first number one and third million seller. And this weekend in 52, number three on the sales survey. Well, let's give you another bonus record this weekend outside the top 10. Here's the familiar tune Adios, done by Giselle McKenzie.
Adios, adios, something, me voy.
Adios, 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 adios,
adios, adios, adios, adios. I'm leaving you with grease me to say adios.
Adios, adios, adios.
I'll be so lonely for you only. I sigh and cry my adios, adios to you.
Adios, 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 adios.
And in this heart is memory of what used to be dear for you and me set apart. Above. Soon it will be blessing our love. Adios,
adios, adios, adios.
Oh, happy endings, I'll return,
adios,
dear, to you.
Adios, adios.
With a love true, no more to bid you adios.
McKenzie with Adios, accompanied by the Buddy Cole Orchestra, and that was the leader on the organ solo. And the record reached number 14 here in the late summer of 1952. Time for another big band number, and we head back to 1939 for Count Basie with Jimmy Rushing. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Can't imagine that you love me. And now can't believe. I can't believe you in love with me.
A Jimmy McHugh composition from the mid-20s. I can't believe that you're in love with me. The lyrics by Clarence Gaskell. And that was the Count Basie Band featuring Jimmy Rushing on the vocals. A random big band selection out of the music library today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we're back to the 1st of September, 1952. And now, let's take a look at sports. The Summer Olympics were held this year in Helsinki, and the United States was the top medal winner with 76. Bob Mathias won the decathlon for the second straight games, the first athlete to do that. India's field hockey team won its fifth consecutive gold. And Emil Zatopek of Czechoslovakia wins three gold medals, running in the 5,000 and the 10,000, along with a marathon which he'd never run before. Well, now we go to boxing, and the heavyweight champion of the world is 37-year-old Jersey Joe Walcott. But he'd be the champ for just a few more weeks. He'd lose to Rocky Marciano on September 23rd. Joey Maxim is the light heavyweight champ. He knocked out Sugar Ray Robinson back in June, the only time he was KO'd. In tennis at the U.S. Open, Frank Sedgman won the men's title, beating Gardner Molloy. And 17-year-old Maureen Conley outlasted Doris Hart and has the Open title to go along with her Wimbledon crown. Baseball this weekend, Sunday in Cleveland, 73,000. Cheer for the second-place Indians in their final meeting of the year with the first-place Yankees. The Tribe had won 9 of their last 10 and had Mike Garcia on the mound. He was 4-0 against the Yanks this year, and he hadn't given up a run in his last 28 innings. But on this day, he gave up 4 in the first 4 frames. And New York went on to win 7-4. Their lead stands at 2.5 games, and they'd capture the pennant by 2. In the National League, the Dodgers lead the Giants by 3, and they'd win it by 4.5. And the World Series would go to the Yankees in 7. Other news from the field, August 25th, the Tigers' Virgil Trux tossed his second no-hitter of the season, a 1-0 blanking of the Yankees. And by the way, Trux's record up to that point with the no-hitters included, 5-15. And that's a rundown on sports from this weekend in 1952. And we're back to the countdown from this day 73 years ago. And in the runner-up position, it's Vera Lynn.
Again, don't let the teardrops start. With love that's true, I'll wait for you.
After the previous 9 weeks at number one, Vera Lynn dropped to number two this week in 1952 with Auf Wiedersehen, Sweetheart. The legend goes that Vera was on holiday in Germany and heard people singing the song in a pub. When she got back home, she felt she just had to record it. So she found the music and had English lyrics written. And by the way, Vera is still with us. She is now 100 years old. And if you didn't hear, for her centennial birthday, she released an album. It came out back in March, just days before she turned 100. Now, they weren't new recordings, but they were original vocals set to new reorchestrated versions of her songs. She actually retired from performing in 1984. Well, we have time for a bonus record from this weekend in 1952, a little further down the charts. Here's the first hit single for June Valley.
Strange sensation, our love is such a strange sensation. You chain me with a fascination I've never known before. You thrill me more and more. I'm on fire, your kisses bring a wild desire that makes the flames of love burn higher. You set my heart aglow, I'll never let you go. Soon the moon will be descending, this night of love is ending. But though tomorrow may bring a sorrow, we'll always have tonight. So won't you stop concealing the things your eyes have been revealing? And won't you tell me you are feeling the strange sensation of love? Bring a sorrow, we'll always have tonight. So hold me tight. Stop concealing the things your eyes have been revealing, and won't you tell me you
There's 24-year-old Bronx, New York native June Valley, whose career began when she won on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. Then she became one of the singers for Stop the Music, and this year, she's the girl singer on Your Hit Parade. And that's her first hit, Strange Sensation, that reached number 23 on the Billboard Radio Airplay chart. Our showcase theme today is the big bands. They're just random selections out of the music vault. And this one I can never resist. It's Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and Pussy Willow. Thank you. Written and arranged in 1949 by Bill Finnegan for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, that was Pussy Willow. How about that strong saxophone line there, led by tenor Boomy Richmond? He had the brief solo. Babe Fresk, also on tenor. Marty Berman on baritone. The altos were Billy Ainsworth and George Kennan. Hey, Will Bradley was in the trombone line there with Tommy. And it was Louis Belson on drums. Pussy Willow by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, a random big band selection today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, a reminder about the website, oldtimesradio.com. On Facebook, click that like button for Seems Like Old Times. And give us a follow on Twitter, too. Oh, and of course the email address. You want to request a song, a theme idea, or just say hello? It's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Hey, here's our final big band record of the day. It's by Benny Goodman, Scarecrow. Benny Goodman's 1941 orchestra swinging hard on Scarecrow, with solos by the leader, and Georgie Auld on tenor sax. We've had indiscriminate big band selections today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in 1952. But first, some news headlines. Senator Joseph McCarthy's resounding victory in the Wisconsin primary has Republicans claiming that the rug has been pulled out from under the Democrats on the McCarthyism issue. He was just one of a group of Truman administration foes to rack up wins in eight state primaries. Wisconsin residents say they don't always like McCarthy's tactics, but believe where there's smoke, there's fire. And of course, heavy campaigning going on for the presidential election. In Albuquerque, Adlai Stevenson declares that as president, he would direct federal agencies to deal sternly and directly with communist conspirators. And in California, he tells a capacity crowd that the Republican Party is the party of fear, and only the Democrats can lead the nation to a realization of the promise of the future.
Communism is abhorrent. Communism is strangulation for the individual and death for the soul. Americans who have surrendered to this misbegotten idol have surrendered their right to our trust. And there can be no secure place for them in our public life. Yet, as I have said before, we must take care not to burn down the barn to kill the rat.
Meanwhile, in New York, General Eisenhower speaks out against socialized medicine as leading toward assembly line treatment of patients. Then in St. Paul, Minnesota, he accused the Democratic administration of frittering away the peace gained on the battlefield.
What I deplore in these cases of Berlin and Korea is this: the incompetence of political leaders which made military action necessary. Our fighting men of all services were summoned to snatch military victory from political defeat. Democracies cannot afford the luxury of assigning armies of soldiers to go around picking up after their statesmen.
And Ike's campaign really seems to be hitting its stride now. He's getting wildly enthusiastic crowds, including the South, which the GOP usually writes off to the Democrats. Gallup has Ike up by 8 points. In other news, Hurricane Abel hit South Carolina last weekend, August 31st. Peak winds 100 miles an hour. It weakened after it made landfall, but remnants were felt as far as Maine, causing $3 million in damage and 3 deaths. But there is some constructive news over the past couple of weeks. September 2nd at the University of Minnesota, Drs. C. Walton Lillehay and F. John Lewis performed the first open-heart surgery. And coming up on September 11th, the first artificial heart valve will be implanted by Dr. Charles Hufnagel at Georgetown University. And here's a lighthearted item from the Society page. The new Miss America is Neva Jane Langley, a Florida native who was Miss Georgia. She's 19, 5'6 and a quarter, 118 pounds, brown hair, green eyes, 35, 23, 35. And her talent was piano. She played toccata. And those were some news items this weekend in 1952. And at the top of Billboard magazine's record sales chart is a tune that was written during World War II by Chilton Price. She gave the song to a couple of other country music writers, Pee Wee King and Red Stewart. They arranged it and gave it a new title, You Belong to Me. And the most popular version of that song was at number one this week. Here's Joe Stafford.
Maybe you'll be lonesome.
The very first version of You Belong to Me was recorded by country singer Sue Thompson, but it had very little success. Joe Stafford made it a standard. It hit number one this weekend and would stay atop the radio chart for 12 big weeks. And it would also be the first record by a female singer to reach number one in the United Kingdom. You Belong to Me, Joe Stafford with the Paul Weston Orchestra. It's her fourth number one, topping the charts this weekend in 1952. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.